Daftes Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the top. Continuing on with the Yud Ches Gzeiros. Shimon ben Shetach Tikin Suvelish V'gozer Tuma Al Kli Matches. One of the Gzeiros he made, Tuma on metalware. Kalim made out of metal. Frek de Gemara Kli Matches Daraisanina. Kli Matches, that's Minatayra. Minatayra, if a metal Kali comes into contact with Tuma, it becomes Tumah. It says clearly by the clay midyan that zov kosev, these are metals that become tome, they have to have tefillah. So what was the gzera that he enacted so many years later? Where it says lenitzruchel tumah yishona, it means for the tumah, the old tumah. Like we discussed before, that if a keli became tome, and if that keli broke, so minatar, it's tar. And therefore, whatever tumah was there before disappears, is gone. Now, if they fix that keli, it's refashioned, it becomes a kli again. So minatar, the old tumah that was there before, does not reappear. This gzera that we're referring to is, he was misaken that for metalware, the tumah that was there before, after they fix the kli, that old tumah comes back. That's a tumah de rabbanon. What were the circumstances? Why was he geyser? As follows. The Omar of Yehuda Omar Rav Maisa b'shaltzin amalk she'az son mishta lebeno. She made a mishta for her son. So this was at the time of Shem ben Shetach. Some say that was his sister. V'nitmu kol keleho. And at the mishta, all of the kelim became tomei. V'shavroson. So now if the kelim became tomei, if it became tome with a tumas meis, which was the situation over here, so a kli that becomes tome with a tumas meis, if it's a kli matches becomes tome with a tumas meis, then what it needs is a 7-day tara period with hazor, with the mechatas on shlishi v'shi on the 3rd and 7th days. There's a shortcut. A shortcut is to break the kli; it becomes immediately tohar, and then if you fix it, then it becomes a usable kli, which is tor. So there's a shortcut to circumvent the 7-day process, and the mechatas is to break it and to fix it. And that's what she did. Mishav Rosan v'nosan l'tzayrif, and she gave it to the tzayrif, to the mitzayrif, to solder it, v'rizchan, and v'asa mehem kelim chadashim, and he fashioned them into new kelim. So therefore, she took a shortcut, and the tumah that was there, she didn't have to wait the 7-day process period, and didn't have to have the hazah shlishi v'shvi, and she broke them, took them to the uman to fix them, and it became Torah right away. In order to prevent this from happening, become commonplace, the chum say no. We're geyser that this is not an eitzah, it will not help, and the old tumah reappears. So there is no now benefit of doing this. You're not going to be able to circumvent the mechatas and the 7-day period because the old tumah mirabbanan. They were geyser that the old tumah reappears. My time mishum gather mechatas nagubah because they didn't want people to use this and that for this to become common, and then people will forget about the mechatas and they'll abandon the tahara, the purification that's required of the mechatas, and will come into disuse. So they were geyser to miyushanim. Frak the Gemara hanich leman d'omer lo lechol tumas omer lo tumas ames bavad am reshapir. Well, that's fine if you say that this was restricted to a case where it's tumas ames, because the 7-day period, the mechatas, is applicable only by tumas ames. So if you say that the purpose was to safeguard the mechatas, then we understand, and it's applicable, that the tumah or yeshana only reappears when it's a case of tumas ames. However, elaman damer lachola tumas omru, but the one who says that this tumah yeshana, the reappearance of the old tumah, is even by other sources of tumah. Now, by other tumah, there's no mechatas anyway, so they would not seem to be the reason why the goyzer are tumah yeshana, because for other tumas, for sure, it's said that there's no mechatas. And if the whole purpose of being goyzer, this tumah yeshana, is to safeguard the mechatas, why would it be applicable by other tumas? Ma'ikla meimer, what are you going to say? It's a different reason, a different gzera. There is a different reason for it, because to have the kli tome, when we say break it, it doesn't mean a small breakage. It has to be something which makes it a break, which it renders it useless, which is, in many cases, it's the size of a remain, of a pomegranate. Different shitas, different cases, but Rashi mentions the size of a remain. There, it's not now usable anymore. In order to say that the kli is tor and the tuma goes off, it's breaking it so that it's no longer usable. Now, we're afraid a person will break it. He won't break it to the size that's required. So therefore, it's still tome, and he'll use it as, consider it as something which is tor. So there were guys there that this is not an eitzah. It's not an eitzah because the old tuma comes back, because we're afraid that he won't break it into the degree that's necessary, and therefore, it will still remain tome.
Rava
says another reason. Another reason is because if you're toivel a kli, which is tomein, now you toivel it and some of the tumah goes off, but it's not until nightfall, you can't use it for truman kach. When you break the kli, then you can use it immediately. There's no requirement of Harav Shemesh. Now, if a person breaks the kli and becomes tor, now he can use it right away, and he fixes it and he can use it right away, people will think, well, similarly, if you're toivel the kli, you can also use it right away. This is matar and this is matar. If you break the kli and you fix it, you can use it right away, which minat Torah you can. But if people see that this is what's being done, they'll think similarly, if you're toivel it, if you're matar the kli through the process of tevilah, you can also use it right away for truman kach, without Harav Shemesh, without waiting for nightfall, which is not the case. So therefore, there were guys there that know that the tuma, if you break it, the tuma yishana, the old tuma comes back. My beinayu, ika beinayu, and there's sinu matziv. The difference is, if you now flatten it out, and you break it to the extent that it's clear that this was a broken kli, it was a broken kli and not a kli that you were tayvel, there people see clearly that this tara did not come through tefillah, and therefore they will not assume that by tefillah similarly you can use it without Harav Shemesh. However, according to Abaye, when the concern is that he might not pierce it to the size that's required to make it tor, to render it tor, even in this case where he flattened out the keli, but he might now, in other cases, not flatten out the keli, he might break it, he might make a hole in it, and according to Bayer, we'd still be concerned that perhaps the hole is not large enough to render it tor. V'idach mahi, what is the other gzera, one of the other gzeras of the Yudchas Dover, going through the list of them, what is the next one, this not? If a person puts a vessel under a pipe to collect the rainwater. Now, the din, as we know, is that for a kosher mikveh, it has to be mei geshamim. It cannot be mei she'uvim. It cannot be drawn water. You can't take water with a keli, draw it, collect it, and then put it in the mikveh. It's mayim she'uvim, it passes the mikveh. If it's mei geshamim, it's kosher. If you have rainwater and it's flowing through a pipe, it's flowing through a tzinor. So if you have a pipe, that a down pipe on his house, now the case we're talking about over here is that the pipe itself is not considered a kli. Because of the tzinor, if the pipe would be considered a kli, we'd make shuvim anyway. So as Rashi explains, we're talking where he fastened for instance, a block of wood to the house, to the gutter or to the side of the house, and then he hollowed it out. So it never had a din of a kli. It was mechuber to the house. It's considered not a kli, and then he hollowed it out. So to be a kli, it has to be something that is movable, not mechuber. This was never a davar ha-metaltel. So it was never a kli. He hollowed it out after it was fastened to the house. So the water that flows through the tzinor, is megishomim. But now if you put a kli underneath it, so that the water that flows through the tzinana collects in this kli, that would be meshu'uvim, and it would passel the mikveh. However, there is a requirement for meshu'uvim to be considered meshu'uvim, and therefore to passel the mikveh, it has to be that it was nitten ledas. It has to be that a person collected it intentionally. It was done with intent to collect the water, or to draw the water. A person takes a bucket and he draws water from a lake or a river. He does it with intent, with das. Similarly, where it collects, it has to be nitten ledas. So the issue over here is under what circumstances is it considered ledas? Under what circumstances would be considered meisha uvin? So if a person's miniach kelim tachas atzinah lekablohem megishamim, he puts a vessel underneath the pipe to collect the rainwater, echad kelim gedoilim, whether the big kelim, the echad kelim ketanim, or whether the small, insignificant kelim, vafilo klei avanim, or even if they're made out of stone. What's the point that they're made out of stone? Even if it's a kli that's not mekabel tuma, it does not have the requirements of a kli lekabel tuma, but legabe megishamim, to make it mei she'uvim, it would still be considered mei she'uvim. It would still be collected. Meaning, we're going through kelim, which even if they're big kelim, which are choshev kelim, or even insignificant kelim, or even kelim, which do not have the definition of a kli to say that they're mekabel tuma, but nevertheless, they still would be considered kelim as far as considering the mei she'uvim. Vafeya klei adomu, or if they made out of mud, as opposed to kli cheres, which is baked in an oven, which is mekabel tuma, this is made out of mud, it's not mekabel tuma, or kli galom, or made out of dung. Nevertheless, in all these cases, even though they're not mekabel tuma, poisel mesa mikveh. The pasul de mikveh, the water that collects it into that is considered meshuvim. Echra miniach, echra shechech, divre beshame. Beshame says whether he put it there intentionally, or whether he even forgot it over there, he just left the kli there, it's still considered, the water there that collects is considered mei she'uvim, which the Gemara will explain why is that so. Like we just mentioned, it has to be there ledas. Why is it considered she'uvim? So we'll see. Beisil mitarim, b'shecheyach. Beisil says, if he forgot it there, he left it there, forgot it there, that's not ledas, so it's not considered she'uvim. V'amra me'er nimnu v'ravu b'shama beisil. Rameir says that this is where the case where they had the Yurchas Dover, and the Beis Shammai overpowered and outvoted Beis Hillel, and they enacted this Gzerah even by Shecheyah. Umoinim Beis Shammai Mishecheyah B'chatzer Shutor. However, Beis Shammai is moinim with Shecheyah B'chatzer, not under the pipe. In the open courtyard, that there might in such a case that he is tar, because there's not such an indication of a kavana. If he put it under the pipe, that shows that there's a kavana that he really wants the water. And the open courtyard, in the open air, we don't see that indication. Now, the Gemara will discuss what are the circumstances that we're discussing over here. When is Shecheyach, when does Beis Shammai say that Shecheyach is considered das, is considered intent, and how we contrast the Tzinar and the Chatzar. So we'll see. Amar Rav Yosi Adayin, Machlekes Mipay Maimedes. Rav Yosi says, no, this is not one of the Yudches Dovar. This Machlekes, there was no Nimne V'gomrov, there was not resolved, and the Machlekes still stands. So the Gemara will discuss shortly, what does Rav Yosi say in place of this? What does he replace one of the Yurches Dover in place of this Mayim She'uvim? So now the Gemara is going to explain the circumstances of the Machlekes over here. Amro Mishar Shia Debe Rav Amro Hakol Moidim Kishin Nichan Bishas Kishorovim Tmeim. Everyone is Moided that if he puts the Kli under the pipe when it's cloudy and he's waiting, anticipating for the rain to come, so he clearly shows Lisildas, he wants the water. Now, even if the rain doesn't come right away, so he goes about his business, and he left the kli there. So that's a kind of case, a type of case of Shecheyach, but still, nevertheless, everyone is moida in that type of Shecheyach that is considered ledas, the water is considered she'uvim, because he left it there anticipating the rain to come. It was cloudy, it's still cloudy, but the rain delayed in coming, he went about his business, that's still considered ledas. Everyone's moida to that. Bishas Pizurovim, if he left it over there where it was not cloudy, the rain was not about to come, divrakol taharim, because there's no real indication that he wants the rainwater because the rain is not about to come over here. Loi nechleku, where's the machlokes? Ela sheinichem b'shas kishurovim. He put it there where it was cloudy. V'nispazru. And now, it's not just that the rain delayed in coming and he went about his business. It cleared up. So it's no longer cloudy. Rain is no longer imminent. V'chazav v'niskash. And then it became cloudy again. Marasav Rabat L'machshav, the Beis Hillel says, the original machshava that he put it there, ledas, is bottle. Once it cleared up, so that nullifies the original intent. It's not considered anymore ledas, because he put it there and it was cloudy, it cleared up. And therefore, he already now is mevatel that original intent, because the rain is no longer imminent. He's not anticipating rain to come now. Marasav loy bottle machshav. And Beis Shammai says, no, it's loy batel machshavtoi, because since he left it over, he put it there where it was cloudy, and he clearly showed his rotson that he wants to collect the water. It's ladas, just because it cleared up, when subsequently it gets cloudy and the rain falls, we connect it to his original machshava, to his original ladas. But however, that's when it's under the pipe. In the courtyard, you don't have such an indication of rotson to begin with. Under the pipe, he's anticipating that it's going to flow into the kli, and he wants it. Out in the courtyard, it doesn't show that strong of an indication, so over there, there might be that under these circumstances, in the courtyard, under these circumstances, Beis Shammai would be might be that it's not considered ladas. Now, like we said, the Rav Yossi argues with this, and Rav Yossi says this is not one of the Yud Chestov. But Rav Yossi, Domer Machloik, Zadayim, Kaimai, Medes, he says the Machloikis is still standing, so this is not one of the Yud Chestov, or Batril, who you're missing one of the 18. Om Rav Nachem, Rav Yitzchak, he replaces this with the following Zera. Ah, Benois Kusim, Nides, Ma Risosan, Bobi Yam Gozu. He says what was enacted, the Zera that was enacted on that day, was to treat Kusim that. To treat kusim as tmei and nida. B'nai's kusim nida is my resource and boy beyond gozer. They were guys that b'nai's kusim have a din of a nida from birth. What's the issue over here? Anida has a riyas dam, is a woman that has riyas dam. She is tmei and nida. Min ha-taira, any type and any age of riyas dam would render an isha to be a nida. Even though it's very unusual to have it at a very young age, and certainly from birth, but if in the unusual circumstance that does happen, she's tmei and nida. The kusim did not darshan that way. They did not agree with that halacha. And therefore, the chachamim said, since they do not agree with that halacha, they cannot be trusted on tumas nida. Now, even though, for the most part, they are machmir on nida, and they do keep the halachas of nida and tumas nida. But since in this halacha they don't, the Chum said they can't be trusted in any of the Hilchos Nida. So therefore they were geyser that the B'nai's Kusim, from birth, the girls, are all considered Tmei and Nida, and we don't rely on them for Tumas Nida at all. So this is the one that Rav Yossi replaced for the Yud Chesdavar. He said this is the one in place of the Mayim Shuvim, this is the one that was considered part of the Yud Chesdavar.